These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hello and welcome to episode 92 of the Qayshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett.
I'm Favaz.
And today's interview is an interview that Favaz did with Brad Arnold of Three Doors Down. I love Three Doors Down.
I have always loved them. Yep. And I really, really liked them in the 90s when they broke. And this particular interview I did live on the radio, and I was broadcasting from what used to be called the Riverport Amphitheater. Aerosmith was playing that night. They were going to do Toys in the Attic in its entirety. I don't remember the year for this, but I remember Brad being there, and I remember doing the interview because the gates had not opened yet, so people weren't around. And they were opening for Aerosmith. And, you know, Three Doors Down, they've got, you know, they've got a lot of hits, man.
Absolutely. Well, they busted on the scene with Kryptonite.
Yes. Love that song.
It is a great song. And I don't think it was the same night that you're talking about here, but I was also at a Three Doors Down concert there at Riverport Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
I had my daughter Olivia with me.
Yeah.
And we got to meet him.
Cool.
And they signed our press pass. And it was that night that Brad had just purchased a brand new sports car from a classic sports car from some company here in St. Louis.
Oh, really?
And it's where he would get all his favorite old classic cars. I don't remember who it was. It might have been Man's Restoration and Maintenance down in Festus, but it was, and he had it right there, and he showed it to us, and we sat inside of it. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Three Doors Down, they've also had some hardship. You know, one of their guitar players is dead, Chris, and Todd, the bass player, had all kinds of alcohol and drug issues and
killed a woman in a car accident.
Yeah, killed a woman in a car accident. And I think he's still in jail right now. So the last time I saw Three Doors Down was at Ballpark Village just a few years ago. And they still sounded good. You know, as long as Brad is singing, I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Yeah. And he's a talented guy and a very nice person, too. He's one of those rock artists who understand the whole, gets the whole picture of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be smart. You got to handle your business well.
Right.
You got to treat the fans right. And you got to be, you know, good with the music and consistent with the music and work hard at making that. So he does it all.
He was a drummer and he played drums on the first record. And from then on, he didn't play drums anymore and just stuck with singing the whole time. He was the front man. So,
all right, here we go. Interview time.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Favaz. We're live out at Verizon Wireless for the opening night of the Aerosmith tour, and I think we were all very pleasantly surprised when they announced that Three Doors Down was going to open up, and with me, sitting right next to me, is Brad Arnold, the singer. How are you, Brad?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
All right, so what was it like to get that call? I mean, you guys, I was talking to Sharky when he came up here. I was like, I don't remember the last time Three Doors Down opened up for somebody.
It's been like 10 years, man. It's been like 10 years. The only people we really ever opened for was Creed, and that was like back in the day, man. It was when we first started. Hmm. And so it was great to get the call, man, to come open for these guys. And I'm just looking forward to seeing Aerosmith play, man, really.
Yeah, when's the last time you seen, or have you ever seen them?
I have seen them. It's been about 5 years. It was down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and they put on a heck of a show, man.
Yes, they will. So tonight, you get a full hour to play, don't you?
Yeah, we do, man. It's going to be fun. And we play a little bit longer than that usually. So we're just taking our set and cutting a few of the slow songs out of there.
Right.
And so we'll just be able to rock it for a little while.
Now, I've always enjoyed Three Doors Down because you always throw in maybe some kind of cover in there. And of course, we all love that smell. I played that yesterday, by the way.
It's awesome,
so,
man.
So can you give us a hint? Are you going to throw in something tonight? Or
you know, I don't think we'll cover anything tonight.
Yeah.
I love to throw that smell back in there somewhere this summer, man. I love singing that song. I think the guitar players probably will hate me for saying that. They have to play it. You know, I just got to sing it.
He's a Southern boy, right?
They're all from Southern Mississippi.
Yeah.
That's and I remember they got their name. They saw it written on a wall. I don't know if they were looking for a bathroom, and it said Three Doors Down. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where they got the name, so.
But I love that song, man, and it's an honor to have covered that song, actually, for us.
So last year, I remember your record came out, and you started your tour right here.
We did.
It was the Hinder tour, and can't remember who else was on that thing. But
I think Stain was out with us,
believe. So how did that go?
Went good, man. Went good. It's good to be back here, actually. I feel like I was just here. And I pulled up and I was like, well, there's the guitar shop. Yeah. And we're just chilling backstage, and it's always a good place. We always have a good time here, and we're just glad to be here.
You still have that association with Anheuser-Busch, because I know they sponsored you kind of for a while, or?
Oh, you know what? We play some shows for them here and there. They don't sponsor our tours at the moment, but we do still have the affiliation with them that we'll go out and play a show for them. I think we played for them it was just recently at a race.
I don't know why, but the similarities between Bad Company and Three Doors Down are in my head.
Really?
And to me, it comes from their kind of same level of popularity amongst all the other rock bands, the way Bad Company was kind of just under the superstar level back then.
Yeah, I see that.
And they would just have one hit after the other, after the other, after the other. And Three Doors Down was kind of the same thing, you know?
I can see that.
Yeah.
I think it's also singability. You know, Bad Company songs you could easily sing to.
Yeah.
Three Doors Down, you can do the same thing.
Yeah.
At the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Played for one of those? Uh-huh. Right on. All right, so when is it time for Three Doors Down to go back in the studio?
Very soon. What we want to do this time, we've always kind of taken the approach of go a tour, not write while we're on tour, and then take a little time and go write. But what that does, it seemingly kind of takes you out of the picture for a little while. So we want to continue to tour and write while we're on tour, so that way we get on the road, we'll be ready to go right back in the studio and get it done.
So
you know, those guys have sold 30 million records.
It's a lot.
Yeah, a lot for a band that hasn't been around, well, the 90s, right?
Yeah, I think it's pretty damn good for a band from the 90s.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because they can't sell anything right now.
Yeah.
How long are you out this summer? Are you still out for a long time? Or?
You're talking about bands from the 90s can't sell.
Yeah, for the most part. I can't think off the top of my head who's trying to, but, you know, they'll come out with a new record, and it just won't.
Yeah.
You know?
What?
The latest date I've seen so far is August 12th. I'm sure we'll go a little bit further than that.
What was it like last year playing at Yankee Stadium?
That was amazing, man. You know what? The best of my knowledge.
That was the All-Star game, right?
Can you imagine Mississippi Boys playing a concert at Yankee Stadium?
Yankee Stadium. I bet they've played at cooler places, too. But, yeah, that's pretty neat.
Some of the stories are just amazing. You know, like Kansas, you know, the group Kansas. These scattered musicians in Topeka, Kansas somehow get together and become one of the great rock bands of all time. And
it's a neat.
Especially back then when you didn't have access to communication avenues like you have now with the internet and stuff like that. I mean, those guys were just like lost out in the middle of nowhere and somehow found an amazing career.
Right. It was. Yeah, it was. Right. And to the best of my knowledge, that was the last. We were the last band to play Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
How about that, man?
I mean, it's pretty cool.
I'll take it.
How was the sound?
It was cool. It was cool. You know what? I had my in-ears in, so I really couldn't tell.
Right.
But it was cool. And we played down at the Tampa Bay Devil Rays Stadium a couple weeks ago after the game down there, and that was a pretty cool experience, too.
So you were telling me, this is Brad Arnold, by the way, of Three Doors Down. You told me that you moved to Nashville. So did Chris and Todd.
Uh-huh.
Boy, you guys are Mississippi boys, if there ever was. Was it hard to move, or what? Did you feel kind of bad?
You know what, man? I still have a little house down there, and I occasionally have to go down there and get my gills wet. You know, I grew up 10 miles in the Gulf of Mexico my whole life.
You look at him, you get his gills wet. He does look like he might have gills.
You know what's funny? He mentioned Chris and Todd. Two of the guys that I just talked about, that one is dead and one's in jail.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were original guys, right?
Yeah, they were all those three.
Those three. Mm-hmm. Hence the name Three Doors Down, too, I think.
Well, I don't know about that. Oh. Yeah.
They didn't start as a threesome?
Possibly.
No.
I don't remember. I think they were two guitar players, so it was one other guy.
Yeah.
And to be in a landlocked state, I had to get out by the lake or do something here and there and just see some water, you know?
Right on. And so your mom and dad still live there?
They do. And that's about the only chance I get to get back down there is when I go back down there to see my parents.
And they made it through Katrina and all that?
They did. They live in a house up on the river there. And so their house is on stilts. And so it's really no danger of it flooding.
Stilts.
Their house is on stilts. Now, when I think of houses on stilts, I think of Portage du Sault, which is not far from here on the Mississippi River, because I had a friend who had we used to call it a cottage, and it was a house on stilts.
Yeah.
So you knew that there was flooding.
Yeah,
that's why your house was on stilts.
We call them river rats. You know, it's kind of a derogatory term, but that's how they're often referred to. People who live on the river and don't mind getting flooded out.
Right.
And just keep coming back every time the river goes back in its banks.
I think Joe Mason, Joe Mama Mason, who used to be here on KSHE with us, I think he was a river rat for a long time, and I think he finally gave up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there were a lot of trees, and it could have been a lot worse, but God bless them for, you know, not.
Yeah, no kidding. So, Nashville, what do you do in Nashville?
Man, that's the thing about Nashville. You can be so close to music or so far away from it, and it's kind of like a big little city, you know. And it's always something to do there, but it's not too much, not overwhelming, you know. It's not like Miami or something,
right?
And you know, here in the last couple of weeks, me and my fiance have got into mountain biking, and that's hardcore, man.
Wow, yeah, that is.
I tell you what, it's a lot of fun. Though. You kind of get out there and get your blood pumping, but doing it something that's fun, you know, not like any treadmill or something.
All right, so how many records has Three Doors Down sold?
I think we've just almost 13 million, somewhere wow. between like 12 and wow. 13 million.
So it's 30 now.
Wow.
I mean, I think.
So, all right, so let me ask you, I'm not asking your personal finances, but, you know, obviously a band like Aerosmith, they don't need to do anything for the rest of their lives. You guys, obviously, that's a lot of success, 13 million. If you couldn't record and write more, would you be okay for life?
I'd be all right.
Ah!
I'd be all
yeah.
right. Because I'm cheap. You give me a four-wheeler yeah, and, yeah. like, some Taco Bell, I'm good.
Yeah. I believe it, man. Good for him.
That is a great response.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I say St. Louis, what do you think of?
You know what? I always think of Anheuser-Busch because yeah, we've always had such a long affiliation with those guys, and they're a great company to be affiliated with.
Yeah. When about, and we were just talking about Stir, Andy, Kevin, and Brad, you guys used to gig with them quite a bit.
We did, man. Those are great guys.
I'm sure Kevin's listening right now. I know.
What's up? Yeah, man. Those guys are great guys, and we were just talking about climbing the walls, man. I can't tell you how many times I've walked up and down the aisles on my bus singing that song.
Yeah.
Right, I love it.
All right, so
what song was that?
Climbing the Walls from Stir. It was a great song that you know that was released, and I think they had a video for it, but it just never hit big. But you know, Stir used to open for Three Doors Down quite a bit, so they would hear it a lot.
Yeah.
So I would imagine tonight we're going to get hit after hit after hit tonight from you.
There'll be some songs you know in there. Yeah. I think there'll be some songs you know.
Yeah, and they did it in such rapid fire, too.
They did, man.
Without a burnout factor, I think, you know? Mm-hmm. I can still easily listen to Three Doors Down songs.
I can,
no
too.
No problem.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, well, Brad, you guys have always been great to talk to. You're always very much down to earth, so thanks for coming by.
Man, thank y'all for everything. Thank you very much.
All right, so we're playing Toys in the...
Okay, that's it.
That's it.
All right.
So, Three Doors Down. Well, you know... I haven't read anything about them in a while, but anything new? Have you?
I think they just keep trying to put out albums, and you know, like you say, they don't really sell, but they got a good enough repertoire that I think they can live very easily the rest of their lives.
Well, they're cheap
booking.
He's cheap.
Yeah. They can book shows for a long time, probably the rest of their lives. You know, there's a whole generation out here of not young baby boomers, maybe, like I'm considered a young baby boomer, and then millennials underneath me that love them, guys, and they'll love them for forever.
Right. Yeah. Good band. So,
good for them. Good for Brad Arnold. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Good interview, Favaz.
Thank you.
And there you go. That's episode 92 of the KSHE Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. And on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And just follow me. Come. Follow me.
Follow
Let's
the
man. Let's go this way. We're going to go this way out the door. All right.
See you later.
AMF.
Bye.
The KSHE Tapes with U-Man and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.